don't believe me? I know it's incredible, but I trust her. I believe her.
Commander, the radiation cloud has cleared now. The readings we are getting are accurate. David has double-checked them with the computer, and the fact is we are going to collide with that planet in less than 7 hours.
Unless we let Shockwave go ahead.
The charges are in position, Commander. The countdown's underway. It would be madness to stop it. Is that what you want?
Exactly. That's what I want.
Then you are mad.
Paul!
Commander, it's an open and shut case. We either make some attempt to save ourselves or we die. Anyway, what's so different about this situation to any other danger we've been in?
All right.
Then tell us, what is she going to do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Now look, Paul. There have been two constant factors in all the troubles we've been through. One, we've survived them all. Two, John Koenig has been commander throughout. Now I see no reason to doubt his command now.
But it's absurd.
Is it? You didn't see Aura. She has convinced John Koenig, and as far as I'm concerned, I see no reason to doubt his command now.
It's against every fact and calculation.
Facts, calculations. You're beginning to talk like a computer.
Hmm. Of course, reason and fact are against Aura. But then the commander's case is not based on reason or fact, but on faith. And I think we should have faith in him.
But you set up Operation Shockwave.
Yes, I did. And now I believe it should be cancelled.
Paul, cancel Operation Shockwave. This meeting is closed.